Authoritarian Sociopathy, Toward a Renegade Psychological Experiment. Chapter 1. The Problem. Many who are skeptical of corrupt authority eagerly study the psychology of obedience and authority in an effort to further understand the problem, and no studies are more poignant or more chilling in their ramifications than the Milgram experiment and the Stanford Prison experiment. Getting into the minds of tyrants is regarded as a strategy. However, I would suggest that the mindset of authority is the problem itself. We are living in an increasingly militarized society, and I would argue that this has a primarily psychological cause, not merely a political cause. If allowed to continue, this could have disastrous consequences, as it has throughout history. Further, I would argue that this problem stems not only from the psychology of authority, but also the psychology of obedience, specifically the tendency not to intervene when authority steps beyond its bounds. This sentiment was perhaps most eloquently expressed by Thomas Jefferson in this seldom quoted passage of the Declaration of Independence. All experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. We cannot fight corrupt authority with votes when the democratic process itself is corrupt. We can't even fight a corrupt authority with rifles because, factually speaking, the authority only exists in the mind. The common political science definition of government is the monopoly on the legitimate use of violence within a given territory. This definition originates from German political philosopher Max Weber. It is affirmed by Austrian economist Murray Rothbard in his book Anatomy of the State. And in 2007, it was even repeated by Barack Obama in an interview with the Military Times editorial board when he said, "What essentially sets a nation-state apart is the monopoly on violence." This is the principal definition of government in Western statecraft, but it rests entirely upon one all-important adjective, legitimate. The perception of legitimacy is the only thing distinguishing a tax collector from an extortionist, a police officer from a vigilante, and a soldier from a mercenary. Legitimacy is an illusion in the mind, without which the government does not even exist. This illusion not only exists in the minds of the authorities, it exists in the minds of every subject who slavishly celebrates their subjugation. The militarization of society can't be stopped if the underlying impulses for compliance are not first addressed. And every place that this illusion finds safe harbor is part of the problem. That is why the psychology of authority, and most importantly, obedience to authority, is not merely a strategy, it is the study of the problem itself. If we want to fight corrupt authority, we must fight it where it truly resides, in the mind. No research has expanded public understanding of authority more or made them more skeptical of its legitimacy than the Milgram experiment and the Stanford Prison experiment. Unfortunately, ethical concerns raised about their results led to changes in the APA guidelines, which have made it almost impossible to study authoritarianism as effectively, at least through conventional means. Nonetheless, all good science begins with an examination of previous research. So, let's take a look.